This is Rushda Majid on 25th October 2013. I'm here in Jakarta, Indonesia, and I'm speaking with Mr. Herman Haruman, who was part of the initial planning and implementation of KDP, and he was at Bappenas.
Yes. Okay.
Herman, if I may start this conversation by asking you a little bit about your position at Bappenas in the mid to late 1990s, mm-hmm. and then how you became involved with the KDP program.
I was joining Bappenas, National Planning Agency, right from the university. Going there and heading one of the bureau, they call it environmental management. And after several, you know, environmental issue in Indonesia in the 1980, mm-hmm. is not in the government. Mostly we developed it on the basis of community participation. So the NGO, you know, mm-hmm. I just promoting the development of NGO. The government at that time is not responsive yet, mm-hmm. because the the priority is development, growth, thing like that. Mm-hmm. So I was put in the center of that turmoil. So that is the first experience I have, mm-hmm. in government to develop this community participation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of NGO is developing at that years. After that, I was joining the Ministry of Environment, mm-hmm. also under community participations. So how we can develop participation of the publics, mm-hmm. into the management of the environment. So most of the time, I was trying to train people on environmental impact assessment, mm-hmm. yeah, participation of the people in the project development through impact assessment. And then I was called in Bappenas, and I'm becoming a deputy of regional development. Now this one is quite different. Environment is 20% of that in that institution. The rest is regional development. So at that moment, seemed to be that participation of the public is very important. And we talk a lot about this. We started what we call it poverty alleviation program. Mm-hmm. I think you have heard of the IDT in press, Desa Tertinggal. Yeah, that's IDT, is mean poverty alleviation, assisting people directly with all of this what they call it access to development. And then we start looking at this. One village is not independently itself. It's linked with many in the area. So we would like at that time, can we put them together, not just managing one village, but managing the linkage of the village. Mm-hmm. And then we start with kecamatan. Yeah? Kecamatan is above village. Mm-hmm. But village is not under kecamatan. Village is autonomous, mm-hmm. autonomous. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kecamatan is part of the kabupaten, which is what you call it, kabupaten, county. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So when they develop that managing the linkage between village, mm-hmm. And then we call it KDP, Kecamatan mm-hmm. Development Program. The idea is that something like that, the government service at the very lower level is at the kecamatan. We have at that level what we call it health program, puskesmas, pusat kesehatan masyarakat. It's like a community health service. Yeah, mm-hmm. They have a doctor, what you call it, all the facilities. Yeah, for helping the people in the village level, mm-hmm. but the center is at the kecamatan. Yeah. And the second one is agriculture extension. Mm-hmm. It's also in the kecamatan. And education is organized in the kecamatan. So if you call it the bureaucracy service, it is in kecamatan. Mm-hmm. So then we will think, maybe we can extend their role. Mm-hmm. And not just as part of the central government, yeah, but also for their own activities. Mm-hmm. Okay,
no, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
So we put that, what we call it, poverty alleviation within this. It's just surface, health service, education, and agriculture, which is livelihood for the rural area. So put together, and then we call it the KDP at that time. So it's moving very, very fast. Yeah.
Which year was this, Herman?
What?
Can you give me the timeline? Which year was this?
Let's see. 1985
Okay, 1985 was the IDT.
Yes, IDT.
Okay.
And then several years, after 2 years after that, we put it in KDP, and all the way until 91, yeah. And then we invent the PNM. PNPM.
Yeah.
Which is actually people participation, but now it's supported by capital behind that, yeah.
Right.
Like Ventura Capital, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the progress development between IDP, KDP, and then move to PNPM.
Yeah. There was also another program in between, the village infrastructure program.
Yes.
Was that also connected? Did some of the ideas from there come into the KDP, or
it is then coordinated with this? Yeah, but it is not under kecamatan; it is kabupaten level.
The VIP.
Yeah,
okay.
And then that village infrastructure is actually supported by the World Bank at the time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So we coordinated in the kabupaten level.
What was why was there a need for the KDP at that time?
It is something like this, yeah. The support from the central government or kabupaten level go down like this.
Mm-hmm.
There is no coordination between that at the grassroots level.
Okay.
Yeah. So we think maybe it's more effective if we put them together under this coordination of camat. So KDP is not sectoral.
Mm-hmm.
It's not agriculture, but it is integrated system. So whatever they need, they can have that. Yeah, through the system. Yeah, not, for example, the KDP from agriculture. They go all the way down agriculture. Yeah, all the way desa. What about the health of the farmer?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go together. Yeah, and then infrastructure is put in there for rural infrastructures.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose kecamatan?
As I mentioned to you, this kecamatan is the lowest level of government service institution.
Yes.
It's formal institution. It is headed by civil servants.
Yeah.
It has a organization like chamat, vice chamat, secretariat, and all of this official.
Yeah.
So this is the forerunners of the development in the rural area.
Okay.
So with these ideas, we think we can go down directly to kecamatan.
At that time, it was also nearing the end of the New Order regime, and then also there was the financial crisis that was going on
at
the time. Did any of these factor into how the KDP developed? Or even how it was thought of or conceived.
Now, if you look at that, you know, KDP is becoming a tool for many political action. They want to grab it as their powers. So Bappenas is not politician. So we try to sit them together. Yeah, this is not a political tool. But in the village, there are a lot of this. For example, one of the parties said, "This is my program." They said, the other said. So it's becoming a power, what you call it, struggle. But it continues. And then you have to make a different name. Like, for example, transferring it to PNM, you look, KDP is gone. But that's actually try to reduce the impact of this political struggle in the KM, in helping the people. The village are supposed to be free from political influence. So there's no political party office in the village. And that is one of the political agenda of the of the development.
Right.
So the crisis, of course, mostly linked with the government. Yeah. But what we are trying to do with KDP is try to, what you call it, empower the communities. So we hope at that time that with this crisis in the center, the empowered community will survive. And it is surviving. You know.
Sure.
For example, when the crisis, the only one surviving is the community, what you call it, activities in the economy.
Right.
You see a lot of people just selling something along the road.
Small businesses.
Small business. That is the community. So the fund going down to the village, we expect that it's going to be one of the community participations in what we call it, assessing the new life. Yeah. That is the issue, yeah?
Yes.
A lot of issue talking about this, you know.
Sure.
And you're already asking a very good question.
Who were the main people behind the KDP? Where was some of this thinking coming from? From within Bapanas, or were there other agencies involved? I know that the World Bank was also involved in some way.
Yes, they are involved there. So within Bapanas, of course, as a government, within Bapanas, there's a group of experts within Bapanas.
Mm-hmm.
So under the what we call Deputy of Regional Development.
Mm-hmm.
So we have also some assistance from the World Bank, but they're also supposed to be sitting there, you know, part of the team. So we talk, for example, this IDT, as I mentioned, is supported by World Bank at the time. Also the village infrastructures. So when the crisis is there, this is the only fund we have. Yeah. So it's continue.
Okay. And so just to ask a little bit more about the people behind it within Bapanas, how big was the team? Who were some of your original colleagues? If you can give me any names.
Okay. Right now they're still in Bapanas, like Tata Wiranto, yeah. And then Gunawan Sumodiningrat, and then Sujana Royat, and all people in the asset, and then assisted by the Dalam Negeri, which is already the man that assessing me, assisting us, is already gone. it's deceased, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not there anymore. So when you would like to see this, you can go to Sujana Royat. He is now at the Ministry of Welfare, the PNPM. He is now managing that now in this PNPM. He's not in Bapanas anymore. Yeah, he's transferred to
Minister of Welfare,
Public Welfare.
Great.
So that's a group of people. And of course, the local government, like BAPEDA, yeah, Regional Planning Agency, is supporting. At that time, Bapanas is very strong. At that time. Now it's reduced because of decentralization all the way to the local government.
Did decentralization affect KDP program?
Actually not, because KDP is designed to strengthen the autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this decision is in the local government, yeah. So they have a team there to look at that. But we try to bypass all this bureaucracy in the central, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, funding, it's go to finance all the way, a lot of step.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, well, take it out, go directly to the village, but you have to open the bank account. So they have a bank account open, so it can go faster.
Why did you? So speed was one one reason. Why did? Can you talk a little bit more about the rationale or the reason why you would want to not go through the standard financial disbursement system, but put money directly in the hands of the communities?
Well, at that actually, we have a lot of mechanism. Mm. One of this, what you call it, standard formal. Yeah, that's. Deep divide something, but
okay.
Yeah. But we need something faster. For example, in the government said, if you are going to assist the rural communities, the rural community has to organize themselves into a legal form.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very difficult for the farmer to organize himself like that. So we said, okay, can you build a legal form in the Kabupaten level? Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be approved by Bupati. Not approved, actually, no, and acknowledged by Bupati. Mm-hmm. And that's enough. They don't have to go to the lawyer or something like that. Yeah. With that, we can transfer directly three things. One is directional. The second is the fund, and the third one is what we call the fund. I already mentioned the fund. Yeah. The third one is the what we call it administrative support.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the KDP itself, if you had to think about the original goals of the program, how would you define them?
Actually, KDP is initiating at that time.
Mm-hmm.
The way the local government developed things. Yeah, it used to be from top, we're just waiting. And now we ask them to design this thing together. So this is the initiation. Right now, for example, the KDP scheme, yeah, used by Kabupaten, for example, by what is what they call it, the grant to the village. In one area, for example, in East Kalimantan, Kabupaten provide grant to the village development. Grant mean up to the village, how you're going to do that. Until 1 billion rupiah a year. In some area, 25 million. Yeah. Different. depending on how rich they are. East Kalimantan, of course, a lot of money there. So they can afford to provide grant to the village 1 billion rupiah.
Yeah. But in terms of, so I've heard what you've said earlier is that KDP was, well, you've worked on community empowerment projects earlier. Bapanas was poverty alleviation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, had one of its mandate as poverty alleviation. And I was wondering, with KDP design in mind, was it community empowerment? Was it poverty alleviation? Was it decentralization? What was the main goal?
Actually, the main goal is poverty alleviation. Yeah, but then you add to that, there will not be alleviation of poverty without empowerment. So you put that one. Yeah, and the third one, this will not be achieved if the local government doesn't have any initiative. So this is the autonomy. So in our autonomy system, the autonomy is delegating power from central to the local government, not to the people, local government.
Mm-hmm.
The people still not autonomous. But now the people, developers, so they can ask questions to the local government. So more what you call it interactive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
In terms of the relationship with the World Bank, of course, the World Bank was funding the project. I was curious about how you, if the World Bank assisted in the design, provided technical advice. What was some of the relationship vis-a-vis KDP on a day-to-day basis?
Of course, there's a in center in Bapanas, there's a group of people working on it, and together with the World Bank, we develop what we call independent monitoring.
Independent.
Yeah. This is just like NGO within the government. Because we agree with the World Bank, develop this monitoring system, but they're independent. And a lot of young people working in there, very idealistic. Right now, I think like Semeru, yeah, Semeru groups.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the initiation of this, what you call it, independent, you call it not independent auditor, but this isn't about money, this is about performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the key. The cooperation between the bank and the government is using this network. Yeah. But of course, all the bank provide all the money as a loan, not as grant.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's a loan, it is up to the government. So I went in the Bapanas said, no, it is my money now.
Yeah.
I have to pay it back somehow, for some time. Yeah. So the bank a little bit, you know, it's not very imposing. So we agree that, but we have to make a review every year, yeah, and that together, yeah. because the bank has to report to their manager, and we have to report to the government, and then put them together. But the chairman of that IDT is Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Bappenas.
Mm-hmm.
World Bank is part of it.
For the KDP?
Yes.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit more? It was very interesting when you mentioned the purpose was to develop an independent monitoring system.
Mm-hmm.
How was it created? What was the structure? And how did it work? It's a long time ago.
A long time ago, yeah. It's something like this. They have a way to go direct to the field, monitor what's going on.
So the facilitators?
Yes.
Yes.
We are using also the university groups as what we call it, university participation,
mm-hmm,
in Kabupaten.
Okay.
So this university people is also always independent. It's
mm-hmm
always critical, you know.
Right.
So this is the initiation of outside participation in
mm-hmm
KDP.
Okay.
And that's probably it. And then this organization, yeah, financed by the bank, not by the Indonesia, but we have to agree on the financial. This is some kind like what you call it, a grant, yeah,
grant
money, yeah.
Oh, for the facilitators.
Facilitators. You know, the bank has two kind of fund, loan and then
and
grant. So the grant said, I am the one who are going to send the grant, not to you, not to the government, okay? But we have to know who are going with us, you know. This is the what you call it, the independent
mm-hmm
facilitator.
There was also a group which was called the National Management Team of Consultants, the
mm-hmm
NMC. And earlier, I think Bappenas was contracting with them or had their contracts, and then it later moved to the PMD. And I was wondering what the role of that particular group was.
Oh, this is the expert group, actually,
mm-hmm,
yeah, within the government. I think the guy is still here around here. So, you see. So the group of experts, what we call it, the National Expert Group, yeah, the bank people, the government, university, it's put together in one box,
mm-hmm,
try to develop advising, monitoring, reviewing, and then suggest something to the government
mm-hmm
for improvement. So these are regular activities.
Mm-hmm.
This become very important part because they can what you call say what they find. Yeah, in the government you always say like that. You say the good thing always to the government.
Yeah.
But I'm the government. I said I don't need that. Reporting from below, all good.
All good, yeah. You need to know the problem.
Right, you need to know the problem. So this group is higher for Bappenas at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the time, I said, what you call Deputy Bappenas for Regional Development.
What were some of your, after KDP was created and was up and running, what were some of your own responsibilities as related to the KDP on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I have to monitor them, you know, meeting
okay
many times. But as the boss, I don't have to go down to but it's very exciting when there's some problem. For example, the money is not coming.
Oh.
What's happened? Then I have to go down there. And it's very interesting because I can solve the problem in 1 hour in the airport. And the problem has been there for 2 months. But I said, this is not a good system, yeah? But I found that. So this expert and the facilitator is very important
mm
to what you call it, to change the image that only one people can make a decision like me. Yeah?
Yes.
We cannot do that. It has to be a system that is developed.
Okay.
Transparency as always a good government, something like that, you know. At that time is so exciting to hear.
Yeah. Do you have to do it well?
But we have to do it.
What were, because you gave this example just now, what were some of the early problems or challenges that arose when the program was rolled out? Can you give me some example? You gave me one just now.
This program has to be accepted by the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to develop socialization, explain to the people. We go around first, yeah? But at that moment, some people will support, some people is not. The trust to the government is very important. At that time, the people is not really 100%, you know, trust to the government.
Yeah.
This is the reason why Bappenas take over. Bappenas is independent government. It doesn't have any project, what you call it, interest. Doesn't have anybody there in the field. So
right, because it's central.
It is central.
Yeah.
It's independent.
Right. Huh.
Now that's I call it probably a breakthrough, but as you mentioned, this is against the formal system. The formal is Bappenas and the Ministry of the Ministry, all ministers, and they go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long way to go to the rural area.
Right.
So we try to bypass it going down. And that is the initiation of, we call it, autonomy government.
Right.
So the local government can do whatever they want, mm-hmm. but with guidance from Bappenas.
Right.
So this is the time when Bappenas is going down to the field, yeah, explaining, try to assist solving problem between, for example, with the bank. We use Bank Rakyat Indonesia to deliver the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the Ministry of Finance, Treasurer. Now these two has to work together. So the fund is going to the bank. The people has to work with the bank, not with the treasurer. But the treasurer has to link with the bank in terms of transferring the fund.
Mm-hmm.
But to the very local bank, Bank Rakyat Indonesia local, at the Kecamatan.
When at the central level, when you were developing the program, did you give any thought to the groups that would resist, or did you experience resistance from any other ministries or groups that didn't agree with the program, didn't want it to be rolled out?
Yes, I think there are a lot. You know, it's for example, we have several groups very strong at the rural area.
Mm-hmm.
When we go into the area, they are. They feel they are threatened, so they're against it.
Which kind of groups?
It is a local community. What do you call it? A group that, what do you call it? Landowner,
landlord.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
Landlord, and another one is the what do you call it? Yeah, the debt collector, independent people who lend.
Debt collector.
Yeah, who there's somebody who give money to the rural area as
mm-hmm.
as borrowing money,
mm-hmm.
but with high rate of interest. Now the money going down like this is against them. So we have two landlord and this, you call it what, loan shark or something like that.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Those are the one. It's not in all village. In some village, yeah,
mm-hmm.
there's something like that. So we look at this, maybe this is against their business, yeah, in the village.
Mm-hmm. How did you or the program design manage these vested interests?
Actually they are illegal. So we just work together with Kabupaten, which for example, how to protect the people. How to protect the project, we call it,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So we are guarding this all the way to the rural area. For example, building these infrastructures. Yeah. Usually, people ask the loan shark
mm-hmm.
to develop their activities.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, what do you call it? They have a harvest, for example,
mm-hmm.
but the harvest is no longer for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's already owned by the loan shark. So they have no access to the result of the harvest. So we protect them with providing some what the facility,
mm-hmm.
so they can put the harvest there, and we put the what we call it the money into there to what you call to give them option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
The money the government said is not loan shark. This is a development money.
Right.
But to explain to them, you know. I mentioned to you about the trust.
Yes.
The people trust this or not. People also think, is this sustainable or not? That question, you know,
right.
We have to answer that.
How did you manage that, or how did the facilitators manage that? Because also at that time, the country was coming out of a different kind of political system, and it was top down and very centralized.
Right.
And villages, I assume communities, were not used to making decisions.
Mm.
So how did the program help in that?
Let's look at this first line. In the beginning, Bapana said, okay, I have to develop planning capabilities in Kabupaten and province. So that is the time when they can make their planning with Bapanas. So Bapanas and their planning agency,
yes,
to facilitate them to build capacity to make a plan.
This is now the Musrembang Bangs?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the planning agency, the local, and Bapanas is perfect, structurally, functionally connected.
Mm-hmm.
Not structural, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Function. This is the initial way how to make this local government empower.
Mm-hmm.
And then we train these Bapadas. We send them to US, we send them to Belgium, to Japan to study. So right now, if you go to the local agency, it's after how many? Almost 25 years. Now there are a lot of people who has been educated well. So now I can say I can trust them. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
You and me come from the same school.
Yeah.
So why not? So this is the initiation of what you call, you asked this about this, how we can manage, you know, this decentralization.
Mm-hmm.
Not decentralization of the power politic, but decentralization of the capacity.
And so you're saying that this capacity among people already existed when KDP came about.
Yes, we start with IDT.
Yeah.
So this already Bapeda this.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, okay, we have Bapeda. We meet them and we have a new problem, a program. What? Because we are talking about management of the project. No, this is management of the linkage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more important, linkage management. Usually it's not there because ego sectoral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not have ego sectoral, then you have to work together.
Yes.
That what you call it, probably communication first between all the sectors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we have to facilitate them. And who's facilitators, who always pressure for communication? This facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
They always ask people, you know, they have to have a good answer.
In terms of the integration aspect, how did you work with the, or how did the program work with the line ministries,
mm-hmm.
or did it at all? Because a lot of the projects ended up being infrastructure projects,
mm-hmm.
so Ministry of Public Works, or for school, health education.
It's, yes, this is something very peculiar because the central government has what we call classification. For example, rural road, that's not in the government financing scheme. That class of road is only for Kabupaten, yeah, not Kecamatan. But village infrastructures can build that kind of road, not under the books of the public work. Yeah? So they can build this rural road, which is not standardized in terms of national standard. Yeah? So with that, then the innovation come out with this. Yeah? They need this road, they need something like that, not like that. The money is not enough for this big, like you need money for the national road system, but for rural area, no. But then they have to participate. The rural area has to own the project. There are a lot of discussion with the bank, you know, when they said, you build something there, and people said, that's not mine. So up to you, maintenance. Maintenance of that infrastructure is very expensive. So the best way is tie people to participate. And participation need to maintain the road. If the road is important for them, provide economic development, yeah, increasing their productivity, then they can participate. So this is the theory. The theory is like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This theoretician work in Bapanas quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the rural area, this has to be practiced. So how you are going to organize these people? Yeah. For example, in one area in Nganjuk, we built a local road, and there are a lot of mothers working in the road, carrying. You know, they get the payment, and the road is there. And it's very peculiar because when they said this is my road, everybody passed this road has to pay. Now that is not allowed. Yeah,
right. Yes.
Not allowed. But that's they start thinking that this is their road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's good. although they are not allowed to do that, but this appreciation of what they have is important.
Was related to what you just said in terms of infrastructure, which is usually at the district level through the government, but then with this project, villages could build their own roads. Was that also one of the intention behind the program? Because there are roads at the district level, but then not at the villages, so perhaps the infrastructure could build more connectivity between villages.
Yeah, in theory, you know, they have to a national road system connected to the provincial road system and then regional road system, Kabupaten level, and stay there, stop there. But how these people access to the road? For example, they are going carrying their bag of rice into the road, which is 5 kilometers away. You know, there is no road for that. So with these rural infrastructures, they can make a choice. They can build this one, so they can take a small cart with the what you call the cow thing like that, yeah, to the side of the road, and then use the more transportation, yeah, modern transportation to take it to the market. So this linkage is again one of the important thing to develop then, and their what you call it competitiveness in the market is important. So reducing the cost of transportation of the, what they produce. Otherwise, people will go to the village, buy them at a low price, yeah, and then take all the profit.
Yes.
And this is the rural infrastructure design.
Great. Why was the program at Bapanas early on starting out?
You know, when we are talking about initiations on integrated system, yeah, that's only in Bapanas. The government has already established this big wall between them. So when you want to have a faster one, then Bapanas. And all the institutions outside always say Bapanas has take over this, yeah, like the bank. I will assist you, but Bapanas take over. Something like that. But I think it is a good way because the Bapanas doesn't have any interest in sectoral. Yeah? They can make anything that go what they need in the village. So it seemed to me at that moment, Bapanas also have a wider stakeholder, not just one sector, agriculture or public work, but multi-stakeholder is there. So this is the first organization, Bapanas, that invite NGO to discuss this thing in Bapanas office. At that time, I was inviting the 500 of them in Bapanas. Everybody said, this is the strange thing. The government invite us. We have never been invited, but we are always outside of the development. Why? Because they are small. And the department is big, so communication is difficult. But if you invite 500, that big. So in 500 people, 500 organization, they already they have capacity to say how we are going to manage this business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, invite people 500. And the problem is when you make a decision. Everybody agree with this, it seems very difficult to have an agreement like that. Everybody has their own mind. So we say, okay, can we go down to the area? In this area, who are going to lead in the area? Somebody's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they are going to become one of the major institutions in terms of the NGO, yeah, and then the community organization. I think it's the same thing. We look at the Lombok area, for example. Yeah, there's a group of people who do this, you know, IDT, before the government. I don't think I know that before I invite everybody, you know, into the meeting. This is what we do. Oh, that's good. Who's supporting you? Oxfam. Oh, okay. So a lot of, you know, this, what do you call it, the NGO outside, who are, I call it, what do you call it, interested in helping people, small, yeah, but they're linked with the local NGO in the area, and they develop things. For example, developing terracing agriculture, or providing water in the rural area. For the government, it's too small. So nobody take care of it, you know.
Yes. In terms of, so after Bumpin' Us, the program moved to the PMD within the Ministry of Home Affairs.
Right.
You were still at Bumpin' Us then?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell me a little bit about the transition?
There, in Bumpin' Us, like regional office, worked together very closely with Dalam Negeri, Interior Minister, with the Director General of Development, Regional Development also worked together. And it's very interesting because they will protect the projects from the local elite. Bappenas cannot do that, because Dalam Negeri can protect this from the Bupatis, all these bureaucrats. So we work together and monitor together in the field. But again, you know, it depends on the who's leading. At that time, I have a friend there. We have the same thing, same ideas. So it can go that directly. When they change the Director General, I was still in Bapanas. I get problem about getting English, you know. Because when I go down there, I can go by any means of transportation. No for riders, yeah. But this elite can go down there on two motorcycles. So if people know, they said, well, people has known that we are coming. No, I don't like the idea. So that is the habits of the local government. Not local government, the elite bureaucrat in the Ministry of Dalam Negeri. But this, my friend, did not do that. Yeah. So it's right now, In the Ministry of Environment, there are some people who are also the same. In the early days, is now his name is the Director General of PMD, Pembangunan Masyarakat Desa Rural Development. This guy right now is trained by this KDP system. He's still there, So maybe you meet him in the Ministry of Dalam Negeri. He will tell you about the problem we were in the beginning.
Oh, that would be very interesting.
But I
also wanted to understand the rationale, the reason why KDP was moved to PMD.
This is about financing. Yeah. So PMD is more open of the financing system. Yeah.
How's that?
PM, is not directed by a financial bureaucracy. Remember when I said the Bapnas go down there without thinking about formal?
Yes, yes.
They have to have somebody who can continue this. And then we developed the PM to assist people directly with small credit, whatever that means. So it seemed to me Bapnas' role is finished. I mean, we already transferred to this group, but the system is still working. But PNPM is broader than KDP. But KDP can benefit from that PNPM.
And when the program moved to PMD, and to the Ministry of Home Affairs. What was then the management or some of the relationship between ministries? What was Bappana's role then? How did it work with Moha? And then how did the World Bank? What were some of the relationships?
Well, this is what you call it, the traditional relationship between Bappana's Regional Development and Moha. Ministry of Home Affairs is the Director General of PMD, one of the DG, not all. And this is together, the group is always working together and develop committee. And the World Bank is going here and there to try to provide support. So this is what we call the scheme. PMD will not implement without Bappana's planning intervention. So Bappana's always make a plan together, not just Bappana's alone. And then implementation by the MOHA, utilizing all the the government at the local. Because Bappana's doesn't have any access to them. But access to Bappana, not to the leader of the Kabupaten. The leader of the government, like some governor or bupati, more to the minister, more to the minister. So the planning, Bappana's provide planning assistance to this with the local Bappana. That's our regional development planning. So we have like this, not just from the center, but also from the lower one. So when you said, is there Bappana's exist in the local government? No. But Bappana, yes.
Yes.
That's why the functional relationship with Bappana.
Great. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
I have a few more questions, Paharman, but it depends on your time.
Okay. Still have some time.
Okay. Yes. Great. One of the questions with the developing and then implementing a program of the scale of KDP, which was started out as a in some provinces but then became a national level program. How did you, was capacity ever a problem? Did you have to, even the vast number of facilitators that had to be hired, and what steps did you take or others take to fill those gaps?
Yes, most of the time, when we are trying to develop community participation in the local government, you still have some problem of communication between people and the government.
Yes.
So this is now the problem of capacity, improved capacity of the government, how to think, how to behave in the new scheme. Also for the community to behave in this new scheme, because otherwise it's not going to work. It's only, say, government will provide this thing, or the local community. They have to. And this is the reason why we need facilitator. So facilitator is important what inputs to develop the system working at the local. And now people have said the government is not supposed to be the governed but the facilitators. Well, I said, well, that's a long way to go. Somebody said, why don't you become a facilitator, not the governing body? Well, okay, we put them in between. What you call it, facilitator, independent facilitator. Try to provide, information and learning while doing it together in the system. So communication system is one of the issue. How to make this communication work in the village, in the local government. Isn't it just the central government with local government communication between sector in the local government, and communication between people and the government, the money from the government, but that's not government money; it's people money.
People money.
Right? They have to have a power to do that. But they said, "No, you are not supposed to do that if you are not a legal form." Why legal form? This auditing system, you have to be audited. The money is going to the rural area, but they have to know what is going on with it. Who's auditing? Themselves. We have what we call it DESA Development Council, Village Development Council. Yeah, those are the one who are supposed to watch you, supervise.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it at the DESA level.
Okay.
One
of the, in terms of checks and balances in the system, so there a lot of money is involved. It's a large amount of money that will go down. So there is always a threat of corruption, of red tape, and so on. And I was wondering what, thinking about the program and how it actually implemented, what was some of the checks and balances you put in place or thought about them, and how did it actually work out?
Yeah. Well, we are using these what we call it facilitators, not just for facilitating activity, or
mm-hmm.
you know, but also to try to monitor
mm-hmm.
the money. Yeah, so the money has to go to the people
mm-hmm.
in an open way,
yes.
transparent. So with transparency and monitor by this, we think corruption will be reduced to minimum. We cannot take it out all the way. The minimum, when you are not overpricing the thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ideas. And then the corruption is also the flow of money. If the money, 3 months of the money stay in one institution, that's corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, okay, this has to go fast.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the money will go around first, and then that's a corruption.
Yes.
Yeah. So we make this the effort to quickly send the money down there and monitor in each level, for each level.
Yeah.
And then the what we call it the responsible people who are responsible to the money, and it's also important to see this with this. What I mentioned about the legal system of the rural community is one of this one, accountability. You know, accountability, if we are using the Western world, it's very difficult, right? But in the village, we have some kind of accountability, which is, this is everybody know. Right? Everybody said, "Oh, I know." Is that's accountability also,
mm-hmm.
not just in terms of paperwork. A different. Yes, a community here is different with the community in the U.S., for example. So we have to work within that framework. If everybody know how much money, so we put that money in the board, something like this. Yeah, one of the. What to see this money is going to be used by this kilometer of road here, and the road is so much, and the cost money of this. Everybody look at this. Oh, this road costs that much.
Yes.
And who's working on that? This group.
Yes.
Yeah. So with this, it's nobody like that, you know, because usually it's a secret of the company. But for this KDP, it's open. So it reduced the what you call it potential corruption. Because people understand what is money for, and for what, and where. Yeah, that's the initiation of the transparency in action.
Yes. Mm.
Okay, that's that.
two more.
Okay.
There was also the microfinance component of the program.
Yeah.
And from different interviews, I've heard that it didn't work well, but it was important in the beginning. And I wanted to get your assessment.
You know, microfinance, sometimes we said, but we have what we call something, the institution.
Mm-hmm.
They provide guarantee
mm-hmm.
with this microfinance. Yeah, it's not just microfinance, but this institution for guaranteeing it
mm-hmm.
working.
Yes.
Hopefully, with this system, it's worked, right? And to me, the system is very good working.
Mm-hmm.
Working or not working is not just by itself, by accident, but also by the system. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people said it's not working, maybe because of the information is not open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot say it's not working. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm a government at the time, you know, but because the setting is already put into the system.
Mm-hmm.
The guarantee is working. We have an institution. Yeah, penjamin desa, penjamin pinjaman desa, we call it. Yeah, village. What you call pinjaman is loan. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
guarantee for the rural. So we have that group monitoring this pinjaman. Yeah. So maybe, as I mentioned to you, the what you call it, the tradition of this microfinance is not there yet at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So like from Papua, the local leader said, I have the money, it is mine, not yours. So they can use the money as the rural leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Ketua adat, yeah. Not for them to perform for the people together. So this happening in Papua, for example. But outside of the area, we don't have the what you call the local leader that like that, you know. Local leader is a rural chief, for example. Yeah. So, some work, some not like that, you know.
Sure.
It depends
yeah.
on where you're going to implement that, how the traditional way of doing things in the area.
In terms of the program itself, you mentioned this just now, is that it worked some places, some things worked well, some places, some things in others. And I wanted to know what kind of variations were you seeing across different areas in the country, because it was a national level program.
That's national level, yes, but it's implemented in the local level.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah. So when you're saying that capacity to implement the system in the local is varied. I mentioned to you the most important part there is Java. It's very good because they know already how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the outer island like Papua, it's not the custom with that. Yeah? So you have to train them. Not just training in terms of skill, but training about philosophy of this. Yeah, what is this program? So to the area like that, you need a long time, yeah, some time. In the beginning, maybe it's failed, yeah, but in the future, hopefully, with this training mechanism, they can understand.
Yes.
In Java, no problem.
Yeah, great. So this was the, there was KDP 1 and then there was KDP 2 and so
yeah.
on. And you were still at Bapanas around then?
Yes, I think still there.
So I was wondering what changes did the program have to make, if any, from one phase to the next?
You know, mostly it's just the funding, you know. First KDP is fund from this, and the second KDP, yes. But there's some emphasis, expansion of the KDP. For example, using this micro credit system is put in there. And then we are trying to develop this empowerment at that time, try to make this program sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just depend on the institution like Bapanas. So we start, for example, with the Ministry of Moha is already there. Right now, it is not in the Moha, but it's in the Ministry of welfare.
Yeah, coordinating welfare.
Yes, coordinating. You're asking why this coordinating minister bring something like that? That's politics.
In conclusion, how well did you think the program worked, KDP?
Well, to me, it's the KDP is the initiation of what we call it rural development, community participation, empowerment of the local government. That's the initiation of the action, not just what we call philosophy. This is action. This is realities. Not just political promise. So, when the autonomy comes, it's already there, this system working. all the politicians just pick it up and then continue. And if you ask the local government, they said, okay, yes. Now, after this, not in the central government, they put it in the local budget system. But the system is still there. But the budget is now come from the APBD, yeah, local budget system. Now, some of these local government, like Kabupaten, have a budget only 10% coming from their own. The 90% come from the central government as a grant. So that's why I have a lot of money. How can I perform something? They just take that one, finance that. For example, this 1 billion rupiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And say, why, that system already there. You say, okay, 1 billion. But this is one surprising way, because 1 billion, the community in the village is not ready for the billion. It's too big.
Yeah.
Too big, too large. Too large, because the KDP with the project small, something like that, you know, now suddenly expanded in terms of number of funding. And they start thinking about trying to find contractor from the city. You see, they transfer the money back to the city again.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you so much,
okay.
Pak Herman. Is there anything else that I've missed you would like to add, or any advice you would like to give to others in other countries who would want to implement something similar?
We try to do this, you know. I was in Khmer, Cambodia.
Uh-huh.
So we try to work together with them. They call it Rural Urban Development Program. And those are KDP. RUDP, R-U-D-P, Rural Urban Development Program,
mm-hmm.
with the people in Myanmar. I was there together with some expert from the bank, try to initiate this, because those people, I would like to learn the mistake. Yeah? I think good, learn the mistake, not the successful one. So the Myanmar is one of the, I was there looking at the Khmer Rouge, Khmer, what you call it?
Cambodia.
Yeah.
But you said learn from the mistakes, and what were some of the mistakes that, or what are some of the things you could have done differently and you advised others?
Yes, I think the mistake is, for example, when we are overconfidence that we can do distancing from the central.
Mm.
In the beginning, we just go directly telling, we think that people do not know.
Mm.
So it's superior, you know, superior thing. And suddenly when we go down there, we get this, what we call it, failure. They fail because people do not understand. Then we think they know. Yes, they know in some place, but not in every place. So that means we learn from that we have to design things different from different area. Different area, different people, and different. It's not just road. No. Some people said, no, road, I don't need road. Okay, can you do that? Can you deliver money if they are not going to build road? At that time, no, you're not going to get the money if you're not building road. But they said, I need water. Can you do that? When you call it infrastructures, it's not road. But when everybody said infrastructure in the public world, they said road.
But it's an open menu, so they can.
Yeah, that's it. It's supposed to be open menu developed by them. In the central, we have at that time we don't have that open menu. We have a, you know, the bank going down there studying thing in the field and come up with the common menu only. Why? It's simple. It's simple to manage this. When you go down there, you need to know a different varieties, and that's more difficult.
Yes.
For central government.
Yes.
So at that time, I said, well, I think we now learn that we cannot generalize everything. How you face the different characters of the area when you try to develop development?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the mistakes at that time. So then we call this facilitator at that time, yeah? To remedy that. Before, there is no facilitator. Yeah?
Oh, in the beginning?
In the beginning, is KDP, as you mentioned, is already there, some of the area.
Oh.
Then we leave it up. Yeah. Okay, we just leave it up and go directly. It's good in the area. That's been good in everywhere.
Yeah. Because there was a small pilot.
That's a small pilot. Yeah. Okay, that's a mistake.
Anything else?
Okay, I think that's enough. Yeah.
Thank you.